This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. 9th of November, 1989, 30 years ago tomorrow, the Berlin Wall comes down. The Cold War is basically over. Communism loses. Germany, of course, celebrates more than the rest of the world. Reunification was formalized the following October, but reintegrating those two starkly different economies has been long, and it's been hard, and it's been expensive. And in spite of all the time and the money, an economic wall still does stand. From Berlin, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Most of the Berlin Wall is long gone, but a few bits survive. There are two short stretches here in the north of the city, a grim, unlovely relic watched over devotedly by Axel Klausmeier of the Berlin Wall Memorial Foundation.
Although it's, of course, a very ugly built structure in the middle of a booming city, it is a permanent reminder that democracy is so fragile and we have to fight for it, and that's what we can learn from this site here.
There are more remnants of the communist past in this industrial museum on the site of what was the center of East German electronic engineering. This jamming device was built here to block American radio broadcasts, and there's the first Soviet TV set made here. It has a sliding door to cover the screen when not in use. Tour guide Claudia Haley says it was Stalin, bizarrely, who insisted on that refinement.
So that you wouldn't have the feeling that the party was watching over you all the time.
Big Brother is watching.
Big Brother is watching.
So even Stalin was worried about Big Brother.
He was worried about Big Brother watching him.
Most of the companies whose products are on display here shrank or collapsed after the wall came down. They couldn't compete with more efficient, consumer-oriented Western rivals. Among older Easterners, like Dieter Schmidt, there's a lingering bitterness.
The steam,
everything was shut down. The firm I worked for, there were 2,500 people working there. They just bulldozed it. Why? Because they only wanted our order books. They wanted to put us out of business. They didn't give a damn about the staff, the people.
Many older Easterners feel the same. 79-year-old economic historian Jörg Rössel says West German companies were allowed to plunder their Eastern counterparts. The West, he says, threw the East to the wolves.
I'm deeply disappointed that they were not able to give the East a chance to reconstruct, and that did not happen.
Western taxpayers poured $2 trillion into improving the infrastructure and the social safety net in the East. But Rössel says a lot of that was wasted. If Eastern companies had been protected against Western competition for up to 5 years, a whole generation would not have been thrown out of work and made to feel worthless.
So they could be proud of the unified Germany.
As it is, there's widespread disillusion in the East. Only 38%, according to one recent poll, think that reunification has been a success. There are individual successes. Here's one Eastern company that didn't fall into the clutches of the big bad wolf. Little Red Riding Hood sparkling wine. The boss, Christoph Kreiser, says business is booming.
Every second bottle of sparkling wine that is consumed in Germany comes from our company.
But Little Red Riding Hood is a rarity, almost a fairy tale. The general reality is gloomy. The East is much better off than it was under communism, but it's not as well off as the West. Unemployment's higher, wages about 16% lower. The main reason for the underperformance, says government minister for the Eastern States, Christian Hirte, is a huge brain drain.
The best, most motivated and mobile people get up and went to the West and made their living there.
2 million left the East in the turbulent years after reunification, he says, and they're not coming back.
It will be a problem for decades.
Even so, 30 years after the fall of the wall, Axel Klausmeier of the Wall Memorial Foundation says Germany has much to celebrate, despite the huge cost of reunification.
The question is, what is the value of freedom, and can you measure it in coins? It's priceless.
In Berlin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.